Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the official Dom J Radio Show hosted by yours truly. What's good, world? I know it's been a little minute, but I'm here to recap a lot of the things that happened in the month of February leading us into the glorious Pisces season that your boy was born into. So shout out to all the fellow Pisces out there. We're going to get into it all and much more after this brief message.
Let a car wreck your day. Call the Singleton Law Firm, 318-631-5200. Ask for Erica.
As it is Black History Month on a national level, even though if you're a person of color, whatever denomination that be, history for you is 24/7, 365. We all know that. But, you know, hey, it's Black History Month on a national level. So, of course, extra recognition for all things people of color. And so for my own contribution this month, I wanted to get back to doing what I had done on some previous episodes and giving some of the spoken word. Some of the writings that you'll find off of the official Dom J WordPress page. If you're trying to look for some inspiration on various topics, some reflective pieces, always feel free to hit me up. I might just have a piece for you, or check out the official Dom J WordPress page for more. First piece today is called Painting People. Slighted. We are a proud people, years progressed from the hardest of times. History glorified, often fragmented, celebrated but not allocated true recognition. Made infamous for ignorance, lacking the embodiment of a true essence, hardships fought by ancestors, but we would rather let society sequester education and advancement, too enthralled with garments and dance instead of loving each other for intelligence, relevant viewpoints or political stances, seemingly crippled by unavoidable violence as another team falls, your senses are blinded by sirens. Do you hear that? The gunshots, the poverty, do you feel that? Senses abused and misused as I am mortified by the scarcity of faith and hope. Consumed by small-mindedness, they either ball, rap, or move that dope. Only a fool would ever idolize these jesters. I am insulted. Loathing the eyes which portray this view, all aforementioned specimens look just like you and I. The voices that dare aspire to inspire are too faint and oft times unheard. This next piece is entitled Proper Particulars. I, you, we recognize, appreciate predecessors, ancestors. Their souls carry gravitational impact, that elasticity, that motivation, mojo you feel intrinsically, spiritually, aura, instantly. When we pick people apart to pieces, we exercise, demonstrate poor proclivities. Proper particulars. So on the last episode, we were in the middle of a government shutdown, and unless you've been living under a rock, you know that the shutdown did conclude after what I believe to be a record of 35 days, which would be the longest government shutdown on record. And I think it was pretty crazy, really, in the sense that since that point in time, he declared a national emergency for funding for the border wall. Now, I find that to be a very interesting move, especially when the president himself comes out and says, I didn't have to do this, that is, declare this a national emergency, but this is the best way to speed it up. Now, I know you can be honest and you want transparency at various points and interactions with people throughout the course of your life, but as the president, is that really the type of thing you should be saying out loud? I mean, damn. Where are the checks and balances when you need them? Thankfully, it seems like the House of Representatives and the Senate, all those congressmen and women, are on the same page that this sort of quote-unquote national emergency probably isn't the best use of funds. Misappropriation, definitely, if you're really looking at it. So it'll be interesting to see as the House is set to vote. I believe it's today to end Trump's border wall emergency, because that's just a bunch of foolishness, y'all. And we don't want to go into 2019 with this sort of thing hanging over us all year. Come on now, do better. So the resolution is expected to sail easily through the Democratic-controlled House. Action will then move to the Republican majority Senate, where the measure's future is definitely more uncertain, even though it only requires a simple majority to pass. Now, I think it's very interesting when you have Republicans, and if I've never said this before to everybody listening, when you're thinking of politics, you should not be thinking of there just being two colors, red, blue, Republican, Democrat. We live in a society that's governed by a little more than just being conservative or liberal. You find life, there is a lot of gray, there's a lot of moderation. You may be conservative in some aspects and more liberal in other aspects. So when you're thinking of how you want to vote in the future, that being your primaries and the upcoming 2020 election, think along those sorts of lines, if you would. Go into it with an open mindset of thinking, who's going to have my best interest at heart? Because if the 2016 election told us anything, some people may have been voting against their best interest and have now felt bamboozled, and I don't know how that would be. We also saw the Super Bowl during the month of February, and it was lackluster, to say the least. The Patriots beat the Rams in what was called a quote-unquote defensive showdown, 13-3. Very, very mediocre for a Super Bowl. You were expecting a lot of high-flying offense as per what we saw throughout the course of the NFL season. But that turned out to not be the actual case. In the end, defense does still win championships, and the Patriots actually put up a stout defensive performance, holding that high-flying Rams offense to only 3 points, which was actually why I told people, do not ever bet against Tom Brady in a Super Bowl, man. The only teams that have beaten Tom Brady in a Super Bowl all come from the same NFC conference, that being the Giants twice and the Eagles once in that division. So the Rams, as nice as it would have been for them to win, they looked ill-prepared on offense, and that just kind of shows you Tom Brady and Bill Belichick usually on top of things. In NFL news, Colin Kaepernick and the NFL reached a settlement agreement. And while the terms of the settlement were not disclosed to the public, I really think it doesn't matter in that sense, because if you know legally what the NFL would have had to admit it to behind closed doors to come to this sort of settlement agreement, you have to believe that there was some admission of maybe not direct collusion, but an inference of guilty conscience of, you know, trying not to allow a man who had led a team to a Super Bowl and came very close to reaching a Super Bowl again, how he couldn't find a job for any of the 32 NFL teams, but there were quarterbacks getting called up that hadn't played in 4, 5, 6, 7 years. It was just this very odd situation. I think once a judge really got a hold of that and had some owners' testimonies that things were probably made pretty obvious about what was going on. So I think that was definitely a big win for him, for the people. I hate that we won't get the juicy details. The nerd in me really wants to know what they had to admit to behind the scenes, but I definitely think the NFL can hold that L versus Colin Kaepernick. In a NCAA news recently, Zion Williamson, the star standout forward for the Duke Blue Devils, injured his knee. He was diagnosed with a knee sprain as he blew out his PG2 shoe early, literally within the first minute of the Duke-UNC rivalry basketball game. So a lot of random talk about should he ever play again was brought about, and people were overbloviating on this topic, not even knowing the severity of the injury. People were saying he should never play basketball again for Duke because it could affect his ability to make millions in the NFL. And while I do understand how, I mean, not the NFL, the NBA, I'm tripping. And while I do understand how that could be the case, considering the kid is only 18 and still has a lot of growth that he could accomplish as far as his game expanding and further developing, getting that March Madness experience, which is what essentially, if you're a college basketball player, that's the sort of thing you live for if you're a competitor. I think the kid should definitely resume playing and will not be negatively affected. I think scouts and GMs might go so far as to praise him a little bit for returning to his team and helping them get back on track, because they've struggled and dropped two straight losses while he's been sidelined. So while I am all about getting your dollars, and the NCAA is not about giving players dollars, there's a time and a place for everything. In NBA news, the Lakers are terrible, and as a Lakers fan, it's hard to watch. Like, I knew what to expect when we were getting LeBron James. You have to expect a lot of roster turnover at some point, some chemistry issues, but man, oh man, his leadership style meshing with the young guys, it is just not really happening. The trade rumors for Anthony Davis to the Pelicans didn't help. His piss-poor effort on defense definitely doesn't help, so they're just in shambles. Shout out to the Milwaukee Bucks, though. Giannis, I would have him if I was voting for MVP. He'd have my vote, followed by James Harden, who's been balling for the Houston Rockets all those 30-point games. It was ridiculous. But damn, man, I wish the Lakers could just get it together. In other entertainment news, Netflix and Marvel are breaking up, and it makes me very sad. If you don't know, a majority of the Marvel's originals are being canceled from Netflix, with the Disney Plus streaming service that's to come pretty much being the reason for it. Luke Cage, the Iron Fist, Punisher, and Jessica Jones all have come to a conclusion, and I think it's just pretty crazy timing-wise. The Punisher Season 2 just dropped in January. The announcement that the show was canceled in February. Like, damn, y'all not even going to give people a month to really salivate and enjoy? We all know it's coming to an end, but sheesh. So I think it's pretty crazy. I love Netflix more so for their original content and because they keep it coming. Now, I will say, they've gotten to the point where there's no way you really get through all of the original content, which is, I mean, I guess that's kind of one way of just going about it, releasing it just to release it. But I think accommodating some of the fan interest into what gets renewed would be an avenue that they could take if they wanted to bring that customer experience and that customer service level up a notch. Now, I'm not saying that Friends is not an iconic show by all and any accounts. It is. But spending $100 million on that versus renewing other original series, I'd be more inclined to take the original content route. But I digress. People love Friends. I didn't really like it, but that's just me. In other entertainment news, I recently bought a Nintendo Switch. Okay, I didn't buy it. My old lady got it for me for Christmas. Shout out to her. but anyway, I really am enjoying having the Switch, the portability of it, fantastic. The fact that I can plug it up like a console, fantastic. The controllers, the whole nine, fantastic. And today, specifically, February 27th, is Pokemon Day. For those that don't know, you know, if you didn't play Pokemon back in the gap or don't play it today, definitely doing yourself a disservice as far as gaming goes. But we definitely had a new announcement today with Pokemon Sword and Shield coming out, the revealing of the three starters. Of course, you're going to have a grass, fire, water type, the whole nine. Fantastic, a new region, all of that with more to come with a late 2019 release date. So I'm definitely going to be looking forward to that. Add me on the Switch, y'all. If you got that SW code, drop it on Spotify and iTunes or whatever. Leave that comment. I like it. And looking forward to gaming, doing some Mario Kart, Tekken, the whole nine, Street Fighter, all that. All that. So that concludes this edition of the official Dom J podcast. Thank you to all the radio listeners, whether it be on Spotify, Apple Music, however you're listening. Thank you. Please like, share the show. Definitely be having more content coming. Look out for more featured guests as well. And as always, in the meantime, in between time, y'all be blessed. Drink more water, mind your business, and stay woke. Peace.